Now, I want to go to the phones once more because wherever you're listening to us, we're very welcome. You are very welcome, whether you're at home, in work, or indeed you're working from home. Joe Robbins is on the line from CareerRise Recruitment. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's a time of huge change for workplaces.
It is. It's developing, and we don't know where this is going to all end up. But you know, from a recruitment and from a business point of view, I think businesses, both small and large, have taken the threat very, very seriously, and have done and made several changes in the workplace that's going to hopefully limit the exposure and the impact. And some of these, Gavin, if I can just go through them with you. You know, both small and large companies, they're allowing and even encouraging employees to work from home where possible, obviously. You know, some people cannot work from home because of the nature of the job.
Of course,
and in those sort of cases, you know, companies have been very creative in doing things to help.
What sort of things have you hearing that are, you know, making you go, that's a good idea? You know, obviously, working from home, we understand that. Beyond that?
Okay, well, beyond that, what most business and companies are doing is they're putting up the HSE COVID yellow form around the company so that people are very much aware of what's required. Hand sanitizers in reception and throughout the offices and job floor. Some of the creative things the company are doing is they're reorganizing break times so that, you know, they don't want large numbers of people at the same time in the canteens or in the wash areas, etc. So they're reorganizing break times to stop people mingling together. Other companies are reorganizing shift changeovers so that, you know, there's not a massive amount of people going out at one point mixing with people in the car park and all the rest of it for the new shift to start. So they're altering shift changeovers to, again, prevent mingling of employees. A lot of companies are stopping visitors to come to the site, you know, that unless it's absolutely necessary, which again is very good. And all companies have the ability then to, you know, to stop face-to-face meetings going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's Skype, there's Microsoft Teams, there's teleconferences, FaceTimes, etc., so that people can continue to do business without the face-to-face contact.
I know another thing that's happening in many offices where possible, this social distancing that we're talking about in restaurants, etc., that's happening in the workplace too, where there is room, where there's maybe meeting space being used as an office to try and split up staff and keep them an appropriate distance from each other, shall we say.
Correct, exactly, you know, and that's all very good in terms, you know, like we saw the government yesterday, I thought it was very measured by the Taoiseach, and you know, the banks, the central banks around the world reducing interest rates, providing liquidity, you know, all that is good, you know, providing cash flow for small businesses, etc. And, you know, the whole sort of then worldwide effort in terms of, you know, locking down cities and communities, closing borders, you know, closing schools, like all of that, I think is very, very relevant, very necessary. You know, and we need to do everything possible, you know, to try and minimise the risk of all of this, you know.
Absolutely. And I think when you see a broad welcome to the news announcement yesterday, in spite of the restrictions it's imposing on people, it's a sign that there's a huge amount of understanding of this. Can I just ask Joe your own thoughts in relation to supports for workers in a second, but is there enough support, or will there need to be support, do you think, for businesses? I mean, all of this disruption comes at a cost, and you'd have to question, you know, productivity, will that be affected as well in certain companies?
Well, you know, as your previous speakers have all said, this is an evolving type case that we don't know where it's going to end up. You might find that some people are actually more productive being at home, you know. So that might be the case. By the various means that employers are doing, that may be helpful as well in terms of the creative things around not having people mix. I would think myself from, you know, and it's early days, but, you know, the government are putting 200 million out there to help companies. You know, there's the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland, there's enterprise supports in all shapes and sizes, you know, out there. And obviously it may take a little bit of time to get all these things working. But, you know, like, we are going to come out of this, Gavin, that's the one thing, you know, and it might be, you know, a V-shaped type, you know, sudden drop, but then, you know, once things begin to ease, there'll be a massive pickup. Now, already we're seeing in China that the supply chain and activity is beginning to happen in China, so, you know, I would say to you, you know, like, China is probably coming out of this right now. There are other countries coming out of it. There's other countries going into it, like Italy, for instance. So it's a phase type thing, and that might be helpful in terms of the world not collapsing all together at once, if you see what I'm saying.
And even in Northern Italy, they've seen improvements. You know, like last week, that was the epicentre, the number of cases going down there.
Exactly.
In one region which was at the epicentre of it, there was no new cases yesterday.
No, that's right. The other thing is this. I was only reading this morning, you know, there is a company in Canada that actually have within 20 days a vaccine that they believe will solve this. So obviously you need to get, you know, FDA approval,
etc. There's a lot of testing and stuff, yeah.
So, like, the world, you know, like, the other thing is, and again, people previously said this, we have survived, you know, really tough times, you know, back to the famine, the 9/11 crisis, the financial crisis in 2008, the foot and mouth crisis. We, the farmers in Ireland, you know, we're hugely successful in stopping that compared to our neighbours.
Yes.
So we are very good. We're very good at doing things to get, you know, to destroy these things and to really get up and going quickly. The swine flu, 2009, people probably forgot about that, but we've had deaths from there. That's now gone.
Bird flu, SARS.
That's right. So we as a nation, and I think, you know, I'm a business person and I'm a leader in the community, and I want to give some positivity out there that, you know, if we do the right things, do our best, and drive on, you know, we can become, you know, this will end, and we can really then get on and drive on from here. And we've proved it in the past, you know.
We don't know where it'll go. We don't know how long it'll take, but you're right. Life will go on, and this will have its impact, and people will feel it for some time. We're not minimising that, but in terms of a general society point of view, that's an important message to try to keep it into perspective right now.
Correct.
It's difficult to see the edge of the forest if we're stuck in the middle of it, but we will get there someday.
Correct.
Can I just ask you, Fanny, do you work from home often?
I'm in here this morning. What we've decided to do with our company, we've about 35 people in total throughout Ireland. We're doing all the things I said to you earlier. Everybody is working from home, apart from two people that need to be in the office, and they'll be in the office for the next couple of weeks by themselves.
And can I ask you, just genuine, and this is slightly tongue-in-cheek.
You can ask me anything, Gavin.
Any advice from people working from home? Because I'm doing it all the time. I find it hard to switch off, and I can very easily get distracted by the young fella running around on my feet, by what's on the telly or whatever it is. I need to be better if this is where I'm going. I'm admitting that myself, and I'm sure that's the case for most of us.
No, it is. You know, there's lots of research out there, and we can have a chat about this at some other point, about who is capable and suitable to do work from home. I'm not. I'm like you. I'm a social animal. I like to be in talking, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the thing is, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, if people need to work from home and you're finding it difficult, have a cup of tea, have a little walk, come back, spend 15, 20 minutes on your job. You'll probably be much more, you'll be much more efficient than just sitting there moping around. You know, do things, change, set your day up so that you get the priority. If you're good in the morning, do the stuff that you're good at in the morning, leave the stuff in the afternoon, if you're better in the evening time. So you know your body, you know your mind, and try and find a way whereby you're able to work in maybe in small 15-minute, 20-minute slots rather than, you know, sitting in front of a computer, you know.
We might be very used to it, many of us, in a couple of weeks' time. Joe Robbins, appreciate you taking our call this morning.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. Take care. Joe Robbins there from CareerWise Recruitment.